As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt Anaya. He gets us on Twitch in the morning. No small chore. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Thursday, draft day.
April 24th. Draft day. It's a big day. And thank you to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
One question, Bill. A lot of criticism about not taking a quarterback here. Your response?
Well, you know, we got a guy up there. Who in the hell is Mel Kiper, in a way? I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. In my knowledge of him, he's never ever put on a jock strap. He's never been a coach. He's never been a scout. He's never been an administrator. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our papers 2 days ago telling us who we have to take. We don't have to take anybody that Mel Kiper says we have to take. Mel Kiper has no more credentials to do what he's doing than my neighbor, and my neighbor's a postman, and he doesn't even have season tickets to the NFL.
That is years ago, Bill Tobin, right? What year was that? That was a long time ago.
That was probably right around 98-ish. I'm thinking over 25 years ago.
That's a long time
Bill Tobin on Mel Kiper, who's still doing the job and doing it well.
Bill?
Mel Kiper.
Oh, thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great contribution. Great to have you back, buddy.
All right, Mongols home, Chicago! And don't worry, I'll have some speaks with that home plate umpire after the game. Ooh! A one, a two, a three! Take me out to the ball game! Take me out to the ground! Buy me some peanuts and crack the check! Three strikes, you're out at the old ball!
Oh, that's a classic.
That's a classic moment. Classic.
Was he thrown out of
that
game?
Yes, he was thrown out by Angel Hernandez.
Angel Hernandez. That's one of, if you ever see the video, he's sitting there staring a hole up at the booth. It's so funny.
Yeah.
That's so
classic. Mondo in his element. That was one of the more classic Chicago sports moments and one of the greatest stretch songs ever.
Marshall Harris is here this morning. Marshall!
Happy draft day.
Happy draft day. And it's a Layla Thursday.
Happy draft day with you.
And also with you.
May the draft be with you.
And also with you.
Yeah, it's a big day. It's fun. A lot of fun tonight.
It's mostly fun because we can finally talk about what they're doing and not what they will do. That's the best part.
Yeah, that's the best part. It's also interesting to get, we're talking with Clay Harbor off the air about what they're doing in Philadelphia, like WIP and other. And he reminded us, like, well, in Philly, it's not that big of a deal. Yeah, when teams that are coming off Super Bowl and playoff appearances, the draft takes on much lesser importance.
No. Let's be really, really clear about this. That's not why it's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal because Ryan Poles isn't the GM there. Howie Roseman is. That's why they're just like, in Howie we trust. We're good.
Okay. All right.
No, but they have done an unbelievable job building that team. And they've lost some players from that team. They've re-signed a lot of guys as well. And Howie will go to work and will just plug in.
And Howie, you trust. You saw the Cam Jurgens extension, right?
But I think the point, Marshall, is that, and you're right there, but I think when you have successful teams every year that go deep in the playoffs and make those kind of runs, the draft doesn't mean as much. I mean, you can liken it here to Chicago between 2010 and 2016, like the Blackhawks drafts weren't that interesting as they were in other NHL cities because they were always winning. And the story is the postseason. The story isn't the offseason.
Right. Also, when you have good players, you're not putting all of your hopes and dreams into guys who haven't existed yet.
They already have their blue chips, right?
To be frank. But I do think, though, that is those details are the ones that miss us when it comes to the success of building teams. You know, it's the savvy depth picks in the first round when you can do it. You know, it is drafting Jalen Hurts, for example, when you think you already have a quarterback. Those are the moves that sustain your team.
Man, they retweeted, and they've done this. They did it the day after the Super Bowl win, but then they redid it because it's draft day. The tweet about the Eagles selecting Jalen Hurts and all the responses come up of how people felt about that. It was very on the par with the booing of McNabb, except for unlike McNabb, that guy won a Super Bowl.
Do you get Jalen Hurts?
Number five will always love you.
Vibes about Jalen Milroe?
Yeah. Should the Bears take him in the second
round? Well, not the Bears.
That was a joke.
It's too early. It's too early.
Coming up next in Mully's mock draft number 112.
I do wonder what Jalen Milroe, as much as people talk about his athleticism, where he will end up and how successful he might be.
You could argue that guy can be like he could help you immediately. He can throw the ball a little bit, but man, can he run
in a limited role?
He is strong,
a package of
and
plays.
He could run a brotherly shove.
Yes, he could.
He's an excellent
or a lakeshore dive.
I do wonder if this is one of those drafts where you are going to get a steal drafting a quarterback because the assessment of the blue chip part of the class is so established. You know, does somebody take what looks like a pretty low risk and get a massive return?
Do you believe there'll be more than one in the first round? I mean,
I do. More than one trade? I do because of need.
One quarterback taken. I mean, that's how crazy it
is. Yeah, I think Shedeur Sanders probably gets drafted in the first round, right?
Like 21st?
Maybe. I would assume he gets drafted in the first round. I think there's chance Jackson Dart goes in the first round.
I'll be surprised if the Steelers pass on him at 21, and if they do, I think the Giants may move back into the first round to take him later in the at the end of it. But we'll see.
Think of the financial return of your team that's remotely in the market for a quarterback, and you don't have to pay him top 15 slot.
That's why they want those rookie quarterbacks and those rookie contracts.
And that's why guys go in the first round, too, because you get the extra year.
Yep.
So if you were to trade back in, you would buy yourself another year of a quarterback. How are you handling it, guys? What are you doing?
We have to talk about that Cubs game last night and what PCA is doing right now. It's like Marshall spoke it into existence. So we're going to give Mars Hall all the credit for that one because we're all reaping the benefits. Kevin Butler is going to join us to talk about Steve McMichael. We will also discuss his memory at 10:45. Herb Howard will be in studio with us to talk about the draft. It's always a fun time when he's here. High noon at 11:45. Mike Florio will be joining us at noon on Zoom as well, so you can see him on Twitch. And then who's your guy? 12:25 and 12:45. Put it in your planners. I know you still have them. Does anybody have a Palm Pilot? You know what to do. Call us. Who's your guy? We're doing it tomorrow as well. Anthony Heron, kind enough to join us in studio. Wore my Hawkeye yellow for him today. And then Brushes with Foul Balls. At 1:45.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, guys.
Have a good show.